producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We take a walk.
We are walking into your life with a great deal of enthusiasm, frankly. Wednesday, October 28th, 2015. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler along. We have lots of things to think about. Hannah Moore wrote, "It's not so important to know everything as to appreciate what we know and learn. Not so important to know everything, but appreciate what you do know. What do you know today that you didn't know yesterday? Hopefully a number of things, and I'm hoping that we're here to help communicate more things for you to know and think about, because it's important to know and think about different things. Our quote of the day today comes from Jim Harbaugh. Constant hustle.
Yeah.
That's what he said his strategy for trick-or-treating is. He said he tells his children to change Halloween costumes to maximize their candy potential.
Right. You just keep going out
he
there.
Just, yeah, you know, go to the awesome. Same places dressed as different people.
Love it. You go, Jim. I knew I liked the Harbaugh.
Bill movie. Gates, responsible for the thought of the day today, Richie. He's turning 60 years old.
Good for him.
Happy birthday to him. He said, life is not fair. Get used to it. I don't like that.
I do.
You like it?
Yeah, I tell my kids that all the time.
Really nice.
Nobody will give you anything. Life is not fair.
I can't give you anything but love.
But you know,
baby.
The upside of all that, Doug, is you are 100% in control.
Yes, that's true.
Of what happens to you.
Yep, that is absolutely. You make choices. Choices,
you. Yep.
Choices, choices, choices. You make the choices.
And it's not always going to go your way. Look at Edison. If it went his way.
Yeah, he would have been faster to figure out what was going on.
Right.
Actually, GOP presidential candidates playing pass the talking stick tonight. Number three, CNBC, 2 hours.
I have
Donald
a problem
Trump,
with
ben
this
Carson.
One.
What's
I don't
problem?
Know what channel CNBC is on.
Really?
I never watch it. I'm going to have to do some research.
I just go to my guide and just go wherever all the news channels, the cable news channels
mine's
are.
Mine's not near the other news channels.
Oh, really?
We have like CNN and Fox and MSNBC together, but not CNBC.
What is even on CNBC?
CNBC is
Jay Leno's Garage, I think. Isn't
well, it's
it?
A money channel.
Yeah, that's why I don't watch it.
Small, but to very particular audience.
I watched
audience.
Jay Leno's Garage a few weeks ago, so I do have
it. There's a lot of good stuff there, actually. They do reruns all the time of the Shark Tank show. I see that. So John Kasich is there tonight.
He's still
Mike
running.
Huckabee is there tonight.
Still running.
Well, Kasich is good. I happen to appreciate and approve him. You can do all the time.
You know what? Yeah. He's one of those candidates I just haven't gotten excited about yet.
Well, he's like Jeb Bush. In
he's a likable guy.
Yeah, he is. And he's smart.
The great thing about Kasich.
He knows what's going on. He represents Ohio, and they need Ohio. Whoever
they need
wins
Ohio. Or Florida.
It's not like Kasich needs $1 billion to exist.
No,
he can
exactly.
just kind of linger
yep.
and wait for people to start to fall off and see yep. whether he gets any traction.
Yep, yep. So Bush is there, Marco Rubio, the big phony is there, Donald Trump is there. Some people say he's a big phony. Ben Carson, they'll both be in the center of the stage again. Carly Fiorina, who was...
dropped off the mat.
She's blowing
well,
yeah. a little, yeah. yeah.
She was captain of the high school debate club.
She does well in the debate system. Maybe
great.
She'll get another
She needs another bump.
Yeah.
Yeah, she
yeah,
needs...
She is the best debater out
yeah,
there,
yeah.
by far.
Is she a master?
Ted Cruz.
I didn't want to go there, thank you.
Chris Christie, what a waste of time, after he was in the quiet car talking to everybody, and then he had to apologize for it. Rand Paul.
Keep him quiet.
I like him, but man, he's...
he's nothing.
He needs to go now.
So what's going on? Who's running against him? He's running for the Senate again.
Yeah, he needs to go run for the Senate.
Is he in trouble?
No, but I think at some point, I would guess that he's going to be one of the next ones that you will see if he doesn't see an uptick in his poll numbers, because yeah. he's got to start focusing on running that Senate campaign.
Marco Rubio, well, I've said what I want. I don't have to pile on anymore. I just think he's a waste of time. And I'm not sure this debate isn't a big waste of time. Wouldn't we rather be...
No.
Okay, Richie, this is the story for you.
Oh, bring it on.
two Muslim truck drivers
walk into a bar.
Walk into a bar, and a camel says,
sued their former employer for religious discrimination after being fired for refusing to make beer deliveries.
Oh man.
They were awarded $240,000 by a jury. And it seems the Obama administration actually represented the two in this case, Justice Department. And I'm wondering how that could be. This whole business about religious beliefs, it is dividing our country so much. This is so, in my estimation, this is very bad judgment on their part. The case of the Muslim truck drivers, that's what I kind of want to know. What else did they deliver? Were they hired by most of the time beer delivered by trucks and by companies that's what they do. They're in the distributing business. And
it's not like Bob's Trucking Company is going to pick up a beer load.
Right.
It's going to
be
such and such beer distributors.
Yep.
And that's all they carry.
Yes.
So why did you take the job?
Yeah.
Ahmed? This is just like Kim Davis in Kentucky. Do your job.
Yeah.
Do your job.
If your religious belief can't let you do that.
So how do you get $240,000 out of these people? That's what I want to know.
You know what? Yeah. That's a great
good question.
Ken makes a great point. You got to compare this to the Kim Davis thing, right?
Well, do you compare it to the Christian bakers, who, not bakers with a big B, but the small the bakers,
the
remember,
bakers.
They couldn't bake a...
But they own their own business,
right.
So they can kind of choose. But if you take a job working for someone and they say, this is your job, well, you take it or not. You're an at-will employee, you know?
So is this... Let's just fluff this around a little bit for a minute. Is this another way of getting us, of some news organization, to get us to think negatively about Muslims, or is this legit? I mean, it is legit because they were Muslim. Is that part of the story? Because they refused due to their religious convictions. Muslims don't drink. They're not supposed to be around alcohol, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think that's...
It would be helpful to hear a little bit more of the story to see whether these guys usually deliver bananas, and then all of a sudden one day, I don't get it.
You're not supposed to eat bananas. Muslims don't eat bananas either.
Definitely don't stop me from drinking or driving with beer in the trunk as a payload.
In the trunk? How about in the truck?
In the truck. Well, I was going to say driving with beer, but I didn't want to, I just don't get it from that point of view either. So.
No.
I'm just so tired. I'm so tired.
Well, but it's
I'm
back
black,
to this
white,
every,
Muslim,
right,
Christian.
It is. It's destroying the country.
It's absolutely destroying
it really
us.
Is.
Team
and you know
sports.
What? I'm full on going after the media this morning when I heard on the news station driving in, they're talking about another white police officer and black student or black. And I'm just like, the media loves this and I cannot take it anymore. You guys are doing everything you can to
destroy
to divide and destroy our
country.
Well,
the more they destroy, the more they have to report on. So there you go.
Well, but who's thinking ahead?
It looks like in this case with the Muslim truck drivers that the trucking company frequently let drivers switch their assignments, but didn't in this case possibly because these guys were Muslim.
Really?
Hmm.
Why would they let them frequently switch their payloads?
It just said that was just company policy. They would allow drivers to switch assignments.
To trade these or something.
Yeah, but they refuse to let these two guys do that.
The Salon du Chocolat, Pierre.
Yum.
This is a global meeting of chocolatiers in Paris.
Why are we there? Come on.
There's a fashion show featuring chocolate couture.
Couture.
Is that how you pronounce it?
I cannot even say that word.
That means that there are chocolate outfits.
Clothes, right.
Women are going to be wearing chocolate.
Trust me, when I eat chocolate, it becomes an outfit.
Oh, really?
Mademoiselle, may I dine on your blouse?
Pierre,
right.
You cad.
That is quite.
He is a cad. It's also National Chocolate Day here in our country, which means a lot of deals and freebies. Leave it to Roberta not to have presence with us today, so we don't know exactly where the deals are and where the freebies are. Let me see if I can do a little research. I'll have my own report in a moment here. Let's see if Doug can do a quick report. The queen. I can't be the queen of cheese.
Yeah, you can.
I can be the,
sure, you can.
You belong to that man group.
I'll be the king of cheap in a moment here on Good Day. 16 past the hour.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
You can print grand opening flyers.
Yes.
Grand opening banners.
No problem.
Custom t-shirts.
Piece of cake.
You sell cake?
It's just the same.
Now at Staples, get 20% back on all color printing. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
Earn 20% back in Staples rewards on full-service color copying and printing online and in-store. Ends 11/7/15. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
Well, I'm here to drink the coffee.
Morning, Dan. Hey, isn't it a little early for a Halloween costume?
Why, no. Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members millions of dollars in surprise points to use towards purchases on costumes and decorations.
Wow.
The scariest part? These points expire October 31st.
I should check my surprise points online.
Surprise points are good for in-store or online.
Yeah, here's your coffee. Hey, don't fight to live with your fangs.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
18 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Halloween is Saturday. Our poll yesterday asked you what kind of candy you were giving out. 23% of you said whatever's on sale. 20% said various chocolate candy bars. 18% said you didn't give out candy on Halloween. Nah.
Come on.
13% Reese's Cups. I don't understand people who get upset about Reese's Cups.
Seriously?
Peanut butter, yeah.
Oh, peanut butter and chocolate.
10% don't know yet. 8% non-chocolate candy. Let's see here. 7% said they're giving out gum. So now, as a public service, the Doug Steffen Good Day program has a way for you to save money, starting with Ethel M. Ethel Mars. Ethel M is owned by Mars. They're selling gourmet treats online. If you spend $50 you go to EthelM.com or M&M.com, you'll get a complimentary chocolate gift worth $20. All right, spend 50, you save 20, sounds like. And that's on Ethel M chocolates. Then there's Godiva. I think Godiva is pretty good chocolate. They have a rewards club. Get you a free piece of chocolate every month, but you also earn a free reward every time you spend $20. The brand currently running a promotion for 15% off all dark chocolate purchases of $65 or more. National Chocolate Day. Have you ever had one of those Godiva chocolate drinks? Man, I want to tell you.
Ooh. No, I haven't.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Really? That good?
Oh. Ah, fantastic.
When I was at Beaches this past week in Turks and Caicos, we had dirty bananas.
Really?
Ooh. I bet you did.
Ghirardelli offering free hot chocolate. Order anything online. Take home a complimentary Ghirardelli hot chocolate mix. 20% off all of their Halloween treats at Ghirardelli.com. Lind, N-I-N-D-T,
yeah.
Chocolate Lovers Rewards Program. Go to their website now through Saturday. 25% off everything. All right. I did a pretty good job on this time, right? Russell Stover has a lot of specials on candy for Halloween as well. 21 after the hour.
I believe in miracles. Whoa! That's the thing.
You.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Way has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Way is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is the musical portion of our hour, and the fate of Joey Feek in the balance. Joey and Rory Feek are asking their fans for prayers. Joey has been battling cancer for the second time, recently underwent extensive surgery and chemotherapy. Rory revealed on his blog that things are not too, they're not looking too good for Joey. Interesting how the name is. You'd think Joey would be the male and Rory would be the female, but it's the other way around.
Definitely. Yeah, apparently she had been going through a lot of treatment, a lot of chemo, and they decided that even though they have a child together, that it was just too much, and they decided to just go home. So they stopped touring the country. They just decided to go home and enjoy their time together and watch their baby. And just how heartbreaking is that to have to make that decision? But they seem to be handling it really gracefully. I mean, the message that they put out.
7 years they've been. She's been.
I'm looking at their tour dates on their website. Yeah. Out there, so.
Well, you got to have high hopes for them, hold a good thought for them.
For sure.
Prayer and thought and all those things, thoughts are things. So if you care to something, or maybe it doesn't apply to Joey and Rory Feek, but maybe it applies to somebody that you know, somebody that you've worked with, somebody that you went to school with, somebody who's in your family, all of that stuff, no matter what, I am convinced 110% that thoughts are things, and prayer or thinking collectively together about something like this. And by the way, the same application can be used when it comes to all the problems that we are talking about in the world.
Exactly what I was just thinking about.
All of these things can be solved if we all get on the same page.
Even if you don't believe in prayer, I do. I think prayer works, and I believe in it. But some people don't, and that's okay. But when you think about how divided we are, and we've been talking about these stories all the time, always remember that someone's going through something out there, you know, that's worse than you, and that you just you need to remember that when you interact with people.
Everybody agrees that we want to save this woman from cancer. There's nobody that would go, I'm not into that, and I'm not going to have a good thought for that. But when it comes to solving the rest of our problems, we can't all agree.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can't get that.
But you can disagree without being disagreeable.
You can.
Well, you can be empathetic.
You don't like that phone. You like to be disagreeable, Richie, but it's not always productive.
No, I don't like to be disagreeable. I just think that there will be those out there that no matter...
Oh, they're going to be like that.
That are just
absolutely. Yes, yes. So they're not going to get the message.
You know, on a saving a kid or a lady from cancer, you're going to get massive collective thought, as I like to put it.
It is.
Coming together on how we handle race relations in this country, you're not going to get the same amount of agreement.
And you won't get it on the favorite beer in the country either.
No, you won't. It's going to be...
What a shame that is.
Big battle.
It is. All right. Prince had a big party this past weekend at his suburban Paisley Park studio in Minneapolis. He invited fans to come into his studio to hear him and his bandmates play, record, basically raise the roof. And they were all there until 3 in the morning. What I'm trying to figure out is how many people he could actually... And he's kind of reclusive, Kenny. Right? He's not one of these guys that's all over the place. Oh, come see me.
That's his hometown, and one of the guys here went to college in Minneapolis, and they say he was well known for being out and about on town.
Really?
You know, 20 years ago, but he would hit the town and have parties.
Yeah. Was he wearing his
Prince gear?
Yes. Yeah, Prince
gear. I'm sure he was. Black leather pants.
What do they call those chaps? Those are chaps, right? Exactly.
You should get a pair of leather chaps, Doug.
You think he's going to wear them like Prince did?
Yeah.
The all notch around the back. I've been told by Jennifer I have a nice butt, so
you run around the farm and just go, let's go crazy.
Yeah.
Let's get nuts.
Let's go. That's a good idea, isn't it?
I'm gonna buy you a pair of purple leather chaps for
Christmas.
Come on,
I get your Christmas present. You can give me mine. That'd be good. We'll share it.
Purple leather chaps. I don't think I'm gonna share those with you.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, seems such a modern problem, but it's not. It's as old as life itself. In fact, we have accounts dating back to the Trojan Wars 3,000 years ago. But it's only after the Vietnam War was it recognized as a medical disorder. PTSD is debilitating fear after repeated trauma. In America, it is common in violent inner-city neighborhoods like Atlanta, and seen more often in women than men because of sexual and domestic violence. Here's the thing. It seems in PTSD that people get stuck in a state of fear and their brains are not so good at sorting real threats from ones that won't do any harm. DCOC advice, with a new understanding of PTSD, the earlier you get treatment, the better. But even if your trauma is decades ago, you can still heal. Meaning, if you're suffering, get help. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
The smarter way to manage business expenses, presented by Concur.
After my conference, I checked out of the hotel and the bill was automatically added to my expense report. Then I hopped into a taxi. I snapped a photo of the receipt using Concur, and bam, there it was on my expense report. Then I used my corporate card to buy the client's lunch. Another charge added to my expense report.
Expense reports that write themselves. Just one of the many ways Concur helps manage your company's spend so you can focus on the big picture. Take a free test drive today at tryconcur.com.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill sometime. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Wednesday, October 28th, 2015. It is the anniversary, the celebration, if you will, of the first international flight. Anybody want to take a guess as to where and when this took place?
LAX to Vegas. Had to be.
International.
Oh, not really international.
Well, hey, Vegas has Paris and Monte Carlo, and what else do they have? Italy, they've got the Venetian.
Okay, well, anybody else want to take a guess at this?
New York to Paris.
Nope. Kenny,
why don't you just tell
right there? The first flight was on Pan Am.
Oh,
it was on October 28th, 1927, and it was from Key West to Havana.
Ah.
And it's about in. You could almost throw a stone.
Yeah, quick flight.
I mean, you can swim that far in a Buick.
Yes, you can.
Cubans do it all the time.
They do it all the time.
Well, then there's the old Oldsmobile Kennedy joke in, but I think I'll not go down that street. Thank you very much. Welcome to the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, Prince Harry. Ladies, here's your chance, Jennifer.
He's in town.
I know.
Prince Harry making a U.S. visit today. Glorious. He's got a beard now.
I know.
Is it a beard?
I'm telling you, I'm into the gingers, apparently, because I think Prince Harry's pretty cute, although he seems like, he seems a little too young for me.
Is he losing his hair?
No, that's William.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Harry's not really, I mean, you know the rumor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Harry's not really Charles' son.
No,
allegedly.
Really?
That's what they say, that it he belonged to somebody else.
No.
Didn't they say that, Ken? Who was the guy he belonged to?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a lot of rumor.
It is, but do you believe it?
Yeah, but
he's
good.
So much cuter than William, and William is definitely belonging
We're
to
here
travel.
To spread any and all rumors.
Yeah.
Cover yourself.
What kind of fun? What are we operating in facts? Come on.
Yep. Splitsville for
a radio show.
It's a good day program. Splitsville for Halle Berry and Oliver Martinez. Who even thought about them? Why is that a big thing on TMZ today? 2 years of marriage down the drain.
Like 50 in Hollywood.
Here's Jennifer. Apparently Prince Harry had a blood test to prove that Charles was his father.
Really?
What, Maury Povich?
Well, I was about to say, Maury Povich.
You are the father.
Uh-huh. Next on Who's Your Daddy?
Okay, the Rand Paul train going down the track. Latest stop is at Comedy Central, where the nightly show hosted Rand Paul, the host of the program is Larry Wilmore. So apparently he was trying his hand at comedy. And he was asked how he felt about Donald Trump. So the clips that we have, the audio clips, he's telling jokes like Joe Mama jokes. The idea is, would he be paired with Donald Trump? As would he work with Donald Trump as president, vice president? You're about to
the host of the show was saying, "Well, why don't we do a few your mama jokes and see
Joe Mama?"
Right? Yeah. So he said, "I'll start and you finish." And
Trump seems to be leading. I mean, he insults everybody and his poll numbers go up, you know. In the next debate, if Trump comes after you and says, "I don't think Rand Paul deserves to be here," you slam him with the "Yo mama so stupid," he's done, you know.
What do you think? Like, your mother wears army boots? Would that work or not?
Well, let's put in three categories. Okay, you got your mama so lazy, your mama so fat, and your mama so stupid. Well, we can try right now. Okay, I'll give you an example. Okay, finish this. Your mama so stupid, she thinks pound cake is
a vegetable.
Oh. Okay, dude. No.
Oh, but it's funny because it's so bad.
Come on, you know Rand can throw them. I mean, he's better than that. I'm not even a Rand Paul girl, but he's got to be better than that. I mean, he's from the South. He's got to have a ton.
You got to have a couple of your mama jokes in your back pocket. Everybody does.
Yeah, I don't.
Your mom is so
hang glide on a Dorito.
Yeah, your mom is so stupid when she says dip on the road, she brings the chips.
Those are blonde jokes.
So fat, when she backs up, she beeps.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's see if we can. All right, hold on. Hold the phone. Wait a second. Let's see if we can trade Joe Mama jokes for blonde jokes. What do you think? What do you call an eternity? Joe Mama.
This is not going to work, Doug. No. It's worse than Rand Paul.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
We're going to make that. Let me try another one. Good. No, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Why do have TGIF written on their shoes? Toes go in first. Joe Mama puts her toes in first.
Yeah, this is not working.
This is a vegetable.
I got
a
commercial screen.
We should probably back away.
Your mama's so stupid, she thinks Taco Bell is a Mexican phone company.
All right, that's okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, I don't want to talk like that about my mother or anybody else's mother. All right. When you were a kid, wait a minute, hold on a second. Any or all of us, when we were children, did we ever get involved in those arguments? My daddy can beat up your daddy.
Oh,
or
absolutely.
My mom is a better cook than your mom. Or my sister is better at math than you are. Or whatever other things.
Nope, because my daddy couldn't beat you up, my mom never cooked, and I didn't have a sister. So, no. Please don't let that get around.
End of that.
Your mom is so fat, she got on the scale and it said, "I need your weight, not your phone number."
That's pretty good. All right, here's a story. This is for the creative crook in everybody.
They're, you know, right? A lot of crooks are really smart. They're just misplaced.
And here is the story of Rick Deckman, who was expecting the United Parcel Service to leave a couple of packages on his porch. But instead, he, like all good suburban folks, has home surveillance video. And because he couldn't find the packages, he looked at the video, and what he saw was somebody pulling up in a U-Haul and stealing the packages after UPS delivered the packages. This guy came along in a U-Haul truck, and went up to the porch and took the packages, threw them in his truck, and took off.
That's a big thing now. It's called porch pirates.
Uh-huh.
Porch pirating.
During Christmas.
Christmas time.
Christmas season. So yeah. These guys are out there renting U-Haul trucks, following the FedEx and UPS trucks, picking up your packages, your Amazon packages that are getting dropped off on your porch.
Doug's going to start making fun of my neighborhood. So you know what? I'm already giving you the opportunity.
Yeah, go ahead.
But they actually have, we have a Facebook forum for Sunland Tahunga where I live, and they actually will post if they see people like staking out houses because it was such a big deal last year.
Why would anybody stake out your house?
We have a Facebook page in our neighborhood.
If this
too,
were TV, you could see that my middle finger is slightly upwards in your direction.
Really? It's hardly charitable or charming.
This apparently is so much. I heard yesterday about a service where instead
of the new Apergy.
Who's that?
The doorman app?
The doorman app.
Uh-huh.
Where instead of having the packages delivered to your house where they'll be left on the porch, have them delivered to this place.
Uh-huh.
And for a one-time fee of like $3,
but
or a monthly fee
of what's
the
point of
like
having the UPS deliver if they have to deliver them someplace and you have to get in your car and go pick them up?
Hey, man.
What's the point of that?
The reality of today.
Oh, great. Let's hear it for
listen
today's
to Rich.
Reality.
Hey, man. I don't know.
Hey, man. I'm going to get a fence and I'm going to put my two pugs out front and let them
that's
come
it.
Up.
That'll keep everybody away.
Yeah.
Mike is in Salisbury, Maryland. Welcome to Good Day, Mike. Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to contribute to the joke list here. What is Joe Plummer's mother's name?
Joe Plummer's mother's name. Plummer?
No, Joe Mama.
Joe Mama.
Joe Mama.
Joe the plumber's mama.
You get it?
You get it?
You get it?
Joe Mama.
I'll explain it to you later.
Have a nice life, Joe.
I like Joe.
Joe Mama's so fat when she went to the beach, a whale swam up saying, "We are family, even though you're fatter than me."
Aww.
Mama's so dumb, she went to the dentist for a Bluetooth.
Your mama's so
there's a blonde joke in there.
She tried to join an ugly contest.
Why couldn't you use a blonde in place of Joe Mama?
Like, would you stop it with the blonde?
Wait a second. Three blondes were driving to Disney World. After being in the car for 4 hours, they finally saw a sign that said Disneyland left. They turned around and went home.
Oh, they went home.
Why couldn't you do a Joe Mama with that? What? Joe Mama can't dial 911?
Joe Mama can't dial 911 because she couldn't find... Oh, boy.
Yeah,
your mom is so old, her social security number is 1.
All right. Enough of that.
Mama's house is so dirty, roaches ride around the house in dune buggies.
In a moment, David Schuster, who's a political reporter, is going to talk about tonight's fabulous
right now.
Republican debate.
Al Jazeera does your mom's jokes.
It's up next. You know, I was really annoyed with you earlier, but now I realize
I don't know why.
How much I love you and why you're here.
Let's do this. He cannot come on the air unless he has a Yo Mama joke.
I'm sure you're getting prepped for that. 44 past the hour here on Good Day.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Hey, can I get a sip of that?
Parents, even if your child was vaccinated against meningococcal meningitis, he or she may not be protected against meningitis B. It's an uncommon disease that can lead to death within 24 hours and can be spread by your child's typical sharing behavior. Talk to a doctor today about vaccinating with Trumenba, meningococcal group B vaccine, and learn more at protectagainstb.com.
Cool, thanks. See ya.
Trumenba is a vaccine for 10 through 25-year-olds for immunization to help prevent group B meningococcal disease. Trumenba should not be given if you had a severe allergic reaction after a previous dose. Most common side effects were injection site pain, fatigue, headache, muscle pain, and chills. Group B vaccine should not be interchanged within a series. Tell your doctor if you're pregnant. Ask your doctor about all risks and benefits of Trumenba. The FDA-approved product labeling can be found at protectagainstb.com. See our ad in Eating Well magazine.
Get your Pliny card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Okay,
you're out of here, man.
We told him to go study up. He can come back tomorrow.
Right. Well, it won't be much different tomorrow than it is today. Excuse me, did I just say that? Here's the story at DougSteffen.com about a grocery store that has banned sales of eggs to minors this week. Not minors in the ground. Youngsters. No sale. No sale of eggs.
Gee, I wonder why that is, Doug.
This is apparently not the philosophy of mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers. It could be that there are people who are planning to throw eggs on cars, eggs at windows, eggs at other people.
Did you ever egg anybody's house when you were a kid, Doug?
I did not, Richie.
That's just mean. Told Rich did. Listen,
but I did have a chicken lay an egg on a bus once, and the egg broke, and so the egg stuff got all. It's very hard to.
You're a wild man.
Why did you have a chicken on a bus?
Well, because
I
want to
ask that question.
I was in the bus business, and the buses were parked at the farm, and we had chickens, and the chicken got up on the hood of the bus and laid an egg on it, and the egg broke, and it dissolved the paint. The egg will eat the paint.
Yes, it will.
Eat the paint right off the car. It's bad stuff. So imagine
pretty
if it
sorry
eats
I asked.
Hold on just a second. Imagine if it eats the paint off of the surface of the car. What the heck's it doing to your innards? Think about that.
What color of paint do you have on your insides?
Well, the buses were yellow.
Is that what your insides are, though? I mean, you don't
my
have paint
insides?
In there.
No, but I'm just thinking about whatever the chemical composition is of it. This is Lancaster, Pennsylvania, by the way. But also the company operates stores in Maryland and Delaware. So this is no eggs to minors week at these stores. And I'm trying to...
So you know what you do, kids? You walk in, you ask the manager...
Redner's Market.
You walk in and you ask the manager of the market...
May I have 10,000 marbles, please?
And just do that instead.
Really?
Yes.
They'll take care of everything.
Absolutely. 10,000 marbles fixes everything.
Speaking of Halloween, there is an anarchist group in our country that may be planning to use Halloween as a cover to ambush police.
I read about that.
FBI is investigating, story in the New York Post, that the National Liberation Militia, encouraging supporters to create a disturbance to attract law enforcement and then attack them. What kind of sick
have we just all lost our mind? Really, truly.
Yeah. Yeah. What is that? What's gained by doing that? The idea came from a Quentin Tarantino film.
Quentin Tarantino has been very vocal lately against the police officers. He marched in a rally in New York last week talking about how the police are bad. And it came right at the bad timing.
That's stupid, saying they were all good.
Well, it came at bad timing where that police officer actually got killed. So people aren't too happy with him right now.
Must be the season of the week. Going to tie this to what's going on in South Carolina, but I think I'll keep it to myself. Thank you. 51 past the hour and good day.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Bill, what's your cover in the living room? Chris, why don't you check out back? And Lloyd, take the kitchen. And I'll just I'll just stay right here.
Number one Halloween movie this week in 1990 was Arachnophobia. Wasn't John Goodman in that?
Chris, I'm scared of death. Yeah, we all are. But our brains secrete a neurotransmitter that enables us to deal with them. Come on.
I don't think I have that particular neurotransmitter.
Who else is in this, Kenny?
Jeff Daniels.
It was a good movie.
Jimmy Buffett singing Don't Bug Me from the movie of the same name. But Arachnophobia. So there
we're in the living room. We need you to kill a spider.
Can you spell arachnophobia, Jennifer?
No, probably not, no.
How about we give it? C-H-N-O-P-I-P-H-I-O-P-I-A.
All right, I'm going to say... I'm going to say Iraq. So you've got A-R-A.
I-R-A-Q.
Wait, no, no, Iraq. A-R-A-C-H. That's Iraq.
N-O.
No, N-O. Phobia. P-H-O-B-I-A.
No.
Yeah, arachnophobia.
Right. I spelled it right.
That's very good.
I-R-A-K-N-O. That was
F-O.
First learn how to spell that. Okay. So Chucker is not with us today. We do have some important movie news to discuss with you in a matter of moments, because that's what happens here on Good Day at this portion of the program. 55 past the hour.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right. I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know. Hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equalizing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
All right. There's a story that we have this week at DougStefan.com about this Guatemalan comedian. I think we were talking about him, Kenny, yesterday, who won the landslide victory in Guatemala for the presidency. When I saw that, I was thinking about the new Sandra Bullock movie that has her running the campaign of a South American candidate, and Billy Bob Thornton is in it. Has anybody else seen the trailer?
Yeah, it looks pretty interesting.
It does. Looks like a good movie. Looks like kind of a fun thing. You know, I take little things aside. When actors smoke who don't normally smoke, they always look at it. You ever notice that with people who don't smoke and they're portraying somebody who does smoke? Like Sandra Bullock is supposedly smoking in this movie.
It's called Our Brand is Crisis.
Yeah, right. That's the name of the movie. But she looks so awkward in it. And the fellow who's playing the candidate is a well-known Brazilian actor who usually plays a bad guy or a drug dealer. So you wonder sometimes how people are typecast into roles. And then, in this case, can they turn it around?
Joaquin de Almeida.
Yeah, he's always a bad guy.
Yeah.
Always a bad guy. All right, our poll today at DougStefan.com. Which scary movie series is your favorite? I wish Chucker were here for this. A, Halloween. B, Friday the 13th. Nightmare on Elm Street is C. D is Saw. E, Paranormal Activity. F, Other. Gee, I don't like scary movies. That would be me. How many are there, though, of that group? Isn't the Friday the 13th the biggest of all of the franchises when it comes to scary movies?
That and Halloween.
How many Halloween movies are there?
Oh, good Lord.
A lot.
Yeah.
Are there?
I don't think there's as many. I think there are more Friday the 13th.
Be five or six.
Which one is Freddy Krueger associated with?
That's Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
It is. How many of those have there been?
A lot.
Yeah. Seven.
Yeah.
Man, that guy, that in that outfit, those are scary dudes. And some of the things that you see, I saw a trailer for an old Scream movie. Oh.
Oh, Scream was a good series.
Oh, my God. No, thank you. I'll pass, Jen, if you don't mind.
All right.
Speaking of passing, it's a 59 after on Good Day.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.